Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Economist about the precarious relationship between India and Pakistan. Buckle up, folks. This is a tense one.
It sounds like a powder keg. What's the gist of the situation?
Well, the article paints a picture of two nuclear powers constantly on the brink of war, a scenario that's become almost routine. This time, it was sparked by a terrorist attack in Indian-controlled Kashmir, followed by Indian missile strikes into Pakistan and Pakistani-ruled Kashmir.
So, tit for tat as usual. But the article says this time is different. How so?
Right. Pakistan is in a state of decay, economic crisis, a hardline military leader, and a troubling tolerance of militant groups within its borders. India, on the other hand, is economically booming. Its GDP is 10 times larger than Pakistan's. That's a huge shift in power dynamics.
Wow, 10 times. That's a game changer, isn't it? Does the article talk about the role of other countries in this conflict?
Absolutely. It highlights the declining influence of the West, particularly the US, on Pakistan. They used to be deeply involved, now they're more hands-off. China, however, has become Pakistan's main arms supplier. It's a whole new geopolitical landscape.
And what about the arms race itself? Is that escalating the tension?
No doubt. Both sides are acquiring new weapons. India has boosted its air power and drone capabilities, while Pakistan gets most of its arms from China now. This makes any potential conflict far more dangerous than before.
I see. Interesting. So, what's the solution? Does the article offer any hope for de-escalation?
Well, the article argues that India needs to ease its repression in Kashmir. But the bigger issue is Pakistan's support for militant groups. They need to be shut down. The article suggests the US, international organizations, and even China and Gulf states all have roles to play in pressuring Pakistan to change its ways.
That sounds like a tall order. But you know, I'm a little skeptical about China's involvement. They seem to benefit from the instability, don't they? It keeps India distracted.
That's a fair point, and the article does mention China's own citizens have been victims of terrorism in Pakistan. So, they have a vested interest in stability too, even if it seems counterintuitive. But the core message is clear. This situation is a ticking time bomb. Sooner or later, luck will run out.
A sobering thought. So, to wrap up, what's the takeaway here for our listeners?
The India-Pakistan conflict is more dangerous than ever. Pakistan's instability and its support for militants, combined with an ongoing arms race and declining Western influence, create a very volatile mix. The world needs to pay attention and act before it's too late. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.